This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
For the last few weeks, we've been discussing some of the issues involved with abusers and how they think and whatnot, but we want to kind of change track a little bit today and talk about ministers a little bit. One of the things that we have to deal with in our area is the fact that ministers being well-intentioned are often too quick to want to put families back together again without dealing with the underlying problems associated with domestic violence and sexual assault.
Right, and what we're trying to do is bring in all the ministers together from four counties, Avery, Mitchell, Yancey, and Madison, and we are collaborating on that, all of our different programs, for April the 22nd, which is a Thursday. We think we have the location of the training nailed down. We'll get back with you on that later. We'll know something in a week or so about the location. But it will be Thursday, April the 22nd, and we're asking all ministers of all faiths in all four counties to participate. And we will serve a continental breakfast and a free lunch.
And the counties we're targeting are Mitchell, Yancey,
Madison, and Avery.
And Avery, okay. Mm-hmm. The issue is that ministers, I think, don't understand that you have to deal with an abuser just because they are remorseful at a certain point in time doesn't mean that the domestic violence is going to stop. I mean, we know from experience that it's repetitive in nature. It goes on and on. It repeats and gets more and more violent with time. And if you don't deal with that in a positive way, then you're really putting a woman back at risk by saying, okay, we've talked with this man, everything is okay now, you can go back with him. That usually doesn't work, does it?
No, and we are very mindful and aware that most people in our community do turn to their minister first when they're in crisis, which is the way we have been raised and is appropriate. But when it comes to life and death issues, we are asking that ministers and people in the church community be willing to come to some training and engage in some dialogue about messages that are appropriate to pass on to their parishioners. This could be one of the biggest events that we've ever tried to hold in this area regarding domestic violence and sexual assault issues, because the ministers are critical in getting the right messages out.
And we know that ministers are trying to do the right thing. They're positive in what they're trying to do, but often they just don't understand the dynamics of what's going on here. And in fact, if you put a woman back in a situation, whether it's her decision or a minister or a family member trying to put this family back together again, you may be putting that woman and possibly her children in some kind of danger down the road.
One of the misnomers about domestic violence programs and sexual assault programs is that we do try to split up families, and that's not true. We just want safe families. So I think if we can put our heads together on this, we could really help facilitate change in the long run, working together with our churches in the four counties.
And we'll be talking more about this as the time comes nearer, and we'll try to get the man. His name is Rick Houston. He comes from the Raleigh area, and we're going to try to get him
on. A state trainer.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get him on one or more of our programs as the time draws near. Somewhere around the end of April, we'll get him on some of our programs here. But in the meantime, if we're going to be contacting the ministers and the leaders in the churches in our community and try to get them involved here. But in the meantime, if someone wants more information, we have 24-hour hotlines that are available.
We do. The hotline in our county, in Yancey County, is 682-0056, and if you're interested in this training, they will have information on that.
Right, and in Mitchell County, we have a 24-hour hotline at Safe Place. It's 765-4044. We want to thank everyone for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.